FAR EDC's Synergias Initiative, a trigger for industry growth and cross-border collaboration. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Under the strategic leadership of Victor Perez, President and CEO of the FAR Economic Development Corporation, EDC, and his dynamic team, FAR EDC has embarked on an innovative journey with its Synergias initiative. This program represents a fundamental shift from focusing predominantly on Mexico-centered bilateral relations to embracing a broader market engagement approach. Previous international presentations by Perez and his team skillfully navigated the complex terrain of aligning U.S. and Mexican market interests and protocols, setting a solid foundation for future engagements in Mexico City under the Synergias banner. The Synergias event held at the W. Marriott Polanco in Mexico City, planned by Perez and executed by his team, alongside the guidance of Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez, mayor of the city of FAR, and council members, triggered deeper interactions between participants and presenters. This was achieved through dynamic formats and panel discussions to attract investors, particularly in the manufacturing industry. A key enhancement to the Synergias initiative was including FAR's local success stories. These narratives showcased the journey of businesses that thrived by leveraging the incentives offered by the city of FAR. By navigating the complete investment cycle, these success stories, highlighted by influential figures such as Joaquin Spamer, president of Commodities Integrated Logistics, CIL, and Ilsa Fernandez, executive director for Trancasa Conglomerate, TCA, illustrated FAR EDC's role in fostering business growth and workforce development. Another event focal point was a presentation from the Texas Governor's Office in Mexico, highlighting the state's attractive investment incentives. Additionally, Ana Bertha Gutierrez Jimenez's keynote speech illuminated current near-shoring trends. Critical topics like legal and fiscal considerations, essential for investors, were comprehensively addressed by experts, including Francisco Peña and Matthew Myers, representing the field of immigration law, the participation of IBC Bank, and Burden McCumber and Longoria, LLC, BML. FAR EDC's multifaceted approach, carefully organized by Perez and his team, underlines their dedication to tapping into potential markets in the industrial and manufacturing sectors. Their initiative in forging alliances with entities such as the American Chamber of Commerce in Mexico is set to significantly stimulate industry growth and enhance the quality of life in FAR. Synergias in Mexico City confirmed the PEDC team's leadership and organizational skills and provided a comprehensive platform to discuss various aspects of economic development. The event included detailed discussions on Texas's economic assets, labor market public policies, legal frameworks, financial and banking aspects, and workforce development and training. The post-event strategies in FAR, Texas, as envisioned by the mayor and the city council, with significant input from Perez and his team, to keep in touch with more than 100 leads, focus on key areas such as lead analysis, communication enhancement, facilitating on-site visits, and leveraging digital platforms for networking. Special emphasis is placed on sectors like manufacturing and logistics, capitalizing on FAR's competitive advantages. Perez aims to position FAR as a leading destination for industrial and manufacturing investments, leveraging ongoing engagement from Mexico City, personalized communication, and FAR's strategic location and infrastructure. These collaborative and forward-thinking efforts by FAR EDC and its partners are instrumental in attracting and retaining high-quality investments, significantly propelling the region's economic growth. The event's remarkable participant lineup, including key figures from FAR EDC, U.S. Commercial Service Mexico, American Chamber Mexico, and the FAR EDC Foundation, underlines the initiative's wide-reaching impact and potential. Following is a list of participants that show how intensive Synergias reached success. Prominent figures like Ilsa Fernandez, Executive Director of TCA, and Joaquin Spamer, President of CIL, added to the event's prestige. Juan Bringas, manager of the Texas State Office in Mexico, and Ana Bertha Gutierrez Jimenez, coordinator of Foreign Trade and Labor Market at the Public Policy Research Center IMCO, provided insights into international trade and policy. Francisco Peña represented legal expertise from Casho Cavazos and Newton and Matthew Myers of Myers Immigration Law Firm. Financial and tax insights came from Lisandro Garcia, a CPA partner at Burton McCumber & Longoria, LLC, along with IBC Bank's Blanca Villalobos and Nora Gamundi, and Joel Fernandez, CPA Manager of Tax Services at Burton McCumber & Longoria, LLC. The educational and training sector was well represented by Veronica Gonzalez of UTRGV, Linda Ufland from the UTRGV Center for Entrepreneurship, Innovation, and Commercialization, Julio Quiroga, a training and development specialist, and David Ortiz, director of the UTRGV Texas Manufacturing Assistance Center, TMAC. Juan M. Rabinales from South Texas College, STC, also contributed his expertise in advanced manufacturing training. The event also featured prominent business leaders like Adrian Gonzalez, president of Global Alliance, Hans Humphrey, director of industrial development at CIL, Everardo Susteta, a customs agent and owner of Susteta Logistics Center, and Carla Fernandez, commercial director at TCA, highlighting the synergy between different sectors in fostering economic development. Written by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, the 2009 SBA Journalist of the Year Award winner and the 2009 and 2012 Paul Harris Award recipient.